弟兄姊妹，朋友们平安。
Brothers, sisters, and friends, peace.
今天是主日。
Today is the Lord's Day.
是我们的主耶稣基督从死里复活的日子。
A day to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的复活是我们基督教信仰的根基。
And that resurrection is the foundation of our Christian faith.
如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活，我们的信就是枉然。
If he did not resurrect her from the death, all of belief would have been in vain.
所以在今天，全世界各地的圣徒都在圣殿来敬拜我们这位复活的主。
And that's the reason why all across the world, people who call themselves Christians gather together to worship him.
所以今天我要给大家宣讲的信息就是现今的机会。
So today my message is for such a time like this.
那刚才我们已经读了以斯帖记的第四章啊第七节到十四节的经文。
We read the passage recorded in Esther 7, verses 7 through 14.
我们知道整个旧约圣经呢、有分好几大的部分。
We know that the Old Testament can be divided in several parts.
有律法书
and the first five books of the law.
有历史书
and then the books of history.
有智慧书和先知书
and then the wisdom books and the prophets.
那么在历史书当中又分被掳以前的历史书和被掳以后的历史书
and the historic books can also be separated into before exile and after exile.
我们知道在以色列进入迦南地以后他们应他们的要求耶和华给他们立了一个王叫扫罗
We know that after the Israelites enter into Canaan they asked and then God granted their wish to give them a king the first king named Saul
后来因着扫罗背弃耶和华的命令所以耶和华就不让他再做王最后高抹大卫来做以色列的王
But because of Saul's rebellion against the Lord he was replaced by David
但是当大卫的儿子所罗门继位以后所罗门的儿子再做王的时候这个国家就分裂了
But after David's son Solomon Solomon's son led to split of the kingdom into two
是北方的十个支派建立了以色列国
The ten northern tribes established the kingdom of Israel
后南方的两个支派犹大支派和便雅悯支派建立了南国犹大国
and the tribes of Benjamin and Judah became the southern kingdom Judah
我们读历史书就会发现在北国的这个历史当中所有的王都行耶和华眼中看为恶的事情
And in the historical books, it's recorded that all the kings of the northern kingdom did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
所以最后耶和华上帝就借着外邦人的手来惩治他们。
And therefore, the Lord disciplined them through the kings of the foreign nations.
所以北国在主前722年就被亚述国所灭。
So that's why the northern kingdom Israel was overtaken by Assyrians.
南国呢出了很多坏王，但是还出了几个好王。
Even though the southern kingdom had suffered through a good number of bad kings, but there were a few good kings.
是出了几个他们行耶和华眼中看为正的事的王。
Because these few good kings did what was good in the eyes of the Lord.
因着他们的行为所以上帝的惩罚稍微推迟了一点
And for that reason the mercy of the Lord was extended to them and delayed the punishment
因为出了很多恶的王
But they did have several bad kings
所以在北国灭亡以后的一百多年以后南国在主前的586年又被巴比伦这个国所灭
And because of the bad kings, about 150 years after the destruction of the northern kingdom, the southern kingdom was also overtaken by the Babylonians.
是整个犹大的国家就全部灭亡。
So at that time, the Israelites were all taken out.
那后来整个巴比伦又被波斯国所灭。
But a number of years later, the Persians also overtook took the Babylonians.
所以最后当波斯王古列在主前的539年完成了统一大业以后,
when Cyrus, the king of Persians, established his empire in 539 BC,
对，最后他登基两年以后，他就允许一部分的犹太人回到圣城来重建圣城。
One of the first things he did, only 2 years after he became the emperor, was to allow some of the Israelites in exile to return to Jerusalem to rebuild it.
但是很大一部分的犹太人仍然是寄居在波斯的各国的境内。
But only a small portion of the exile returns. A large part of the portion, the exile still stayed in the Babylonian kingdom.
所以我们知道波斯，Persia。所以我们知道，实际我们今天要谈的《以斯帖记》，实际就是被掳以后的一卷书。
So the book of Esther was a book written about things that happened after the exile.
所以《以斯帖记》所记载的就是发生在波斯帝国的有一个东宫，它有京城，然后有冬天居住的地方，东宫苏珊城所发生的一件犹太人反屠杀的一个惊心动魄的斗争。It's
a breathtaking story that happens in the winter palace of the Persia, the city citadel called Susa, in which there was a struggle to defend against annihilation of the Jews.
但是这卷书一共10章，非常的特别。
But this is a very unique book in the Bible.
这10章中从来没有出现过上帝的名字。
In the whole chapter, 10 chapters of this book, the name of God was not mentioned even once.
没有提到犹太人在向上帝祷告。
And did not mention anything about prayer,
也没有提到犹太人向耶和华上帝献祭,
or sacrificing to the Lord.
但是整个时代我们看得见整个耶和华上帝的手就一直在看顾在带领他的子民往前走。
But through the things that were recorded, you can see the hand of God providing and leading and protecting his people.
所以有的学者就把整个以斯帖记的主题归纳为8个字儿。
So some scholars would summarize the book of Esther in this way.
是隐藏的神，默然的爱。
The hidden God and the silent love.
所以 就看见虽然神的名字没有公开出现过，但是整个神的爱 对他的子民的眷顾，整个充满在整个全章的这个圣经里。
But even though the name of God was not overtly mentioned, you can see through the things that were recorded how God loved and provided for his people.
我非常喜欢以斯帖记这卷书。
I like this book very much.
它就像一出剧一样，好，有开始有结束，啊，一幕一幕这样接着演下来。It
is like a play that's written out.
我们先来看看这个故事是怎么开始的。So
let's see how the story started.
那我们知道，从上这个以色列第一章记就是当亚哈水鲁做波斯王的时候。So
the book started with the time, which is when the Persian king Ahasuerus was on the throne.
当时的波斯国是非常的强大。And
at that time, the Persians were the empire.
他整个通管127个省。There
were 127 provinces.
当时的背景呢，就是亚哈水鲁要带领他的大军去和希腊打仗，要去征服希腊国。At
that time, Ahasuerus was just getting ready to lead his army to go against the Greeks.
最后他在出征以前呢，他就大摆筵席在皇宫里，宴请他的大臣啊，所有的人来大吃大喝的展现他国力的强盛。So
just before he's ready to march into war, he invited everyone all throughout the kingdom to have a feast to show off his wealth and his power.
可能最后王太高兴了。
So at the time when he was married, Mary,
很高兴，那他酒也多喝了一点。
So he was a little drunk.
他就命令他的手下去把他的王后瓦诗提叫出来。
So he he ordered that his queen Vashti be brought out.
因为圣经说，因为瓦斯提长得很漂亮。
Because Vashti was a very beautiful woman.
王要让王后出来，让大家看看我的王后多漂亮。
So he wanted to show off not only his might, but also what a beautiful queen he had.
没想到王后不愿意。
But Vashti had a different idea.
王后说这成何体统啊？
She said that was not right.
我是波斯国的第一夫人。
I am the first lady.
怎么就出来让大家看看我多漂亮？这个实在不像话。
But you just want to show me off as a beauty kind of beauty pageant.
所以皇后就不出来。
So she refused to come out.
这把国王搞得很尴尬。
So the king just felt so embarrassed.
那大臣更不愿意了。
And all the officials were even more unhappy.
大臣跟王说，王啊，绝对不能开这个先例。
But because that would set a very bad precedent.
那王后公然去拒绝这王的命令，那以后这个传出来，以后的大臣的太太也照样做，那我们怎么办呢？
So because if the queen, the first lady, set a precedent of refusing the order from the king and husband, what can we do in the future as husbands to our wives?
这皇后，这皇帝一生气，就把瓦斯提废了。
So the king was so upset that he gave an order to strip the queen's throne.
最后他就带兵去和希腊打仗。
And then he left, went out to war.
他本以为他完全可以征服希腊。
He thought he would have won this war easily.
没想到被希腊打得大败而归。
But he returns being soundly defeated by the Greeks.
他回到苏珊城以后，成天闷闷不乐。
So when he returned to the citadel, he was very unhappy all the time.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为赔了夫人又折兵。
Because he lost his wife and also lost his battle.
哎呀，这大臣们看见王成天这样萎靡不振，这个国家也不行了，就劝他了，说干脆再立王后得了。
So the officials saw that he was so depressed all day, so they felt there must be something to make him happy, and that they came up with idea to elect a new queen.
那你们就再读以斯帖记的一二三章，就看见神很奇妙的手，就让一个犹太的女子。以斯帖当选成了王后。
So when you read chapters 1 through 3 of the book of Esther, you will see how God mysteriously guided the process of this queen's election to allow a Jewish girl, Esther, to become the queen.
那以斯帖当了王后，当然这个就有故事就要开始了。
So this story actually began after Esther became the queen.
这冲突就开始出现了。
First, there was some conflict.
那我们知道，当时圣经讲莫迪改有个养父啊，这个以色列有个养父叫莫迪改。
So the person who raised Esther, his name is Mordecai.
实际呢，莫迪改圣经说原来是他，应该是他一个表兄或者是堂兄。
So Mordecai probably would have been her cousin.
因为以斯帖的父母很早就过世了，所以由莫迪改来抚养他成人。
But Mordecai raised Esther because Esther's parents probably died quite early.
那所以最后呢，就几乎是莫迪改就成了以斯帖的养父的这样一个地位。
So Mordecai was almost like a stepfather for Esther.
那么莫迪改圣经说他经常是坐在朝门口。
So Mordecai often sat on at the gate of the city.
那也没说莫迪改在干什么。
Didn't say exactly what he was doing sitting at the gate.
但是他经常能够坐在朝门口，可能也是有一点什么原因的吧。
But usually there's a reason for people to sit at the gate.
估计是不是在传达室旁边该找了什么位置？要不他怎么能够成天在我闲人坐在朝门口是不太可能的。
So he probably was a person of some position, otherwise he couldn't have spent all the time sitting at the gate.
他坐在那个朝门口就出事了。
But that led to stories.
圣经就记载，当时在这个大臣里边有一个被亚哈水鲁非常宠幸的大臣叫哈曼。
Because at that time there was among the official one named Haman who was highly favored by the king.
虽然哈曼只是一个大臣，可是他的地位比所有的大臣地位都要高。
Because he, although he was just one of the officials, but he was given a lot more honor than all the other ones.
那怎么知道呢？
Why?
因为圣经说，因为任何人见了哈曼都要下拜。
Because the book recorded that anyone, everyone who saw Haman must kneel down to him.
也就是说，除了皇帝以外的所有的人见到哈曼都要下拜。
Because, so he was just below the king and above everybody else.
可以说他的地位就是在波斯王以下万人之上的这么一个地位。
So he was just the person just next to the king.
按我们中国的话来理解，就是亚哈水鲁是万岁，那这个哈曼大概就是九千岁了，大概就这意思了哈，地位非常的高。
So he was in a very high position.
那他经常哈曼上朝下朝都要从朝门口经过。
So Haman walked towards the palace every day, and every day he would walk past the gate.
他都要看见莫迪改。
And every time he walked past the gate, he would see Mordecai sitting there.
莫迪改也会看见他。
And Mordecai would see him as well.
但是圣经说，莫迪改看见哈曼就是不拜。
But Mordecai just refused to bow down to Haman.
就有多少人去劝他了，让他拜。
So there are a lot of people who would talk to Mordecai.
他就是不拜。
Just yield, just bow down to him.
最后他就是逼得没办法了，他说我是犹太人。
So at the end, when he was pressed to it, he finally revealed the fact that he was a Jew.
那这哈曼一听了以后就非常的生气。
So Haman was enraged.
最后他就去向王提了一个奏本。
So he would submit a request to the king.
而且他给王捐了很多的钱。
And he promised to give a lot of money to the king's treasury.
最后王就允准他们在当年的12月13号那一天，全波斯境内的人同时起来屠杀犹太人。
So the king permitted, grant him his request, which is to set up a date later in the year of the 12th month of the Jewish calendar, that on that day, in all over the provinces of Persia, people can rise up against the Jews.
那大家想一想，为什么哈曼就摩迪改不拜？哈曼就会让整个犹太人就面临这样一个这么大的一个灾难。
But people may ask, just for the fact that one Jew, Mordecai, refused to bow down to Haman, why would that lead to such a plan for annihilation of the Jews?
圣经说这个哈曼是什么？是谁呢？是雅加族人哈曼，对不对？雅加族。
So, but the Bible also recorded that Haman was an Agagite.
雅加族一般的犹太人的传统的认为，就是在撒母耳记上15章那个亚玛利人的王亚甲的后代。
So, but according to the Jewish tradition, the Agagites were descendants of King Agag of the Amalekites, which was recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 15.
大家可能都还记得，当时撒母耳去传递耶和华的命令，让扫罗带兵和亚玛利人征战。
So at that time, the prophet Samuel gave the order of the Lord to King Saul to lead Israelites to attack the Amalekites.
而且要把他们斩尽杀绝。
And to eradicate them.
那为什么耶和华上帝要命令扫罗带着以色列人去和亚玛利人征战呢？
But why was this order?
那这个原因是很清楚的。
It was very clear.
我们再往前看。
So if you go further back to the time.
看到出埃及记的17章。
Of Exodus 17.
当耶和华上帝带领以色列人出埃及进迦南的途中，第一个起来主动攻打以色列人呢，就是这个亚玛利人。
And the first people to attack the Israelites as they were leaving Egypt to go into the Promised Land were the Amalekites.
当时摩西就命令约书亚带兵去和亚玛利亚打仗。
At that time, Judge Moses sent Joshua to lead the battle.
摩西就站在山上。
While Moses was on the mountain,
只要摩西一举杖
，and when Moses' hands was raised up.
那以色列人就打胜了。
The Israelites would win.
但是可是那个杖举时间长，手就酸了。
After a little while, when Moses' hand was tired,
只要手一下来，以色列人就打败。
And when his hand was lowered, the Israelites were.
就看来没办法了，亚伦和户尔就搬一石头到摩西的跟前，让他坐在那。
So, seeing the importance of Moses raising his hands, Aaron and Hur went up and.Set up a stone next to him.
Yeah, 然后呢，摩西手举起来以后，亚伦在这边，户尔在那边，帮着他把手这么举着。
So the two, Aaron and Hur, helped him to hold the hand up.
所以摩西的杖就一直举着呢。
So for that reason, Moses was able to maintain the staff in the air.
所以最后，约书亚大败亚玛利人。
And Joshua was able to defeat the Amalekites.
最后耶和华就说，我要把亚玛利人的名号从整个天上抹掉。
So the Lord Jehovah said, I will wipe out the Amalekites.
但是在撒母耳记十五章记载，他们把这个亚玛利人的王亚甲也俘虏了。
So, but in Samuel 15, after they won the battle,
但是他们爱惜亚甲，没有杀他。
But they, even after insulting or humiliating the king, they did not kill him.
所以亚甲的后代才能够一直延续下来。
And therefore, there are some descendants of Agag.
那么这个哈曼就可能是这个亚玛利王亚甲的后代。
And this Haman was one of the descendants from Agag.
摩迪改是哪个支派的人？便雅悯支派，对不对
？So Mordecai is a Benjaminite.
当初在撒母耳记上记载，扫罗带兵去和亚玛利王打仗的时候。
So when you read that King Saul led the attack on the Amalekites,
扫罗是哪个支派
？Do you know which tribe is King Saul from？
便雅悯支派
，Benjamin.
所以今天你看，在五百年以后
，So 500 years later.
那扫罗的后代，摩迪改
，the descendant of King Saul or Benjamin in Mordecai
和亚玛利亚王亚甲的后代哈曼又在苏珊城相遇
，and Haman, a descendant of the King Agag of Amalekites, met again in the Citadel of Susa.
这时候我们就可理解了为什么当摩迪改没有拜这个哈曼，而且当哈曼知道摩迪改是犹太人的时候，他整个要把犹太人全部杀绝。
And that's why we can understand when Mordecai refused to bow down to Haman, it would lead to a plan to eradicate all the Jews.
所以摩迪改和哈曼的冲突绝对不是个人的冲突。
So the conflict between Mordecai and Haman was not just a conflict between two persons.
而是上帝的子民和抵挡上帝子民的这样一个民族之间的冲突。
But rather, God's people and those people who oppose God.
我们了解了这样一个背景以后，就知道为什么哈曼会产生这样一个仇恨。
And from that background, we can understand why there's so much hate from Haman.
一方面，因为哈曼是王很宠幸的大臣。
And first, because he was the highly favored official.
另一方面，他这次给王奉献了很多的金钱。
And he also gave a lot of money to the king.
有的学者都计算过了，他这一次奉献的金钱大概是相当于整个波斯国一年的财政收入的一半左右。
So the amount, some scholars have estimated from.The records that the amount that he would give to the king's treasury equal to half of the all to the revenue from the Persian Empire in 1 year. So the king was already someone who is very fond of him.
加上还有奉献这么多钱。
Now that after he gave so much to the king's treasury,
所以皇帝一下就同意了，好，就按你这办吧。
So the king would just say whatever you wish.
就开始发公文了，向各省发公文。
And then he would issue the edict.
要在当年的十二月十三号起来屠杀犹太人。
That the Jews will be destroyed.
那在这个时候，犹太人就面临灭顶之灾，没有办法。
So this is a disaster level.
因为你整个是处在被征服国的那个在征服国的下边生活，你没有自己的政府，没有自己的军队，你完全没有力量来反抗。
Because for the Jews that were in exile in a foreign nation, they had no way of putting up a resistance.
所以圣经的以斯帖记第四章就记载，犹太人就开始禁食、哭泣、哀嚎。
So chapter 4 verse 3 recorded that there was great mourning among the Jews with fasting and weeping and lamenting.
虽然没有说祷告，但是我们看清楚，他们禁食、哭泣，就是在呼求耶和华上帝。
Even though the words prayer or supplication were not specifically used, from the description we knew that they were bringing that to God.
那以斯帖的养父莫迪改也是同样的痛苦哀嚎，呼求耶和华。
And Mordecai was also doing the same thing. He was crying out with a loud and bitter cry.
而且莫迪改对上帝的信心是很大的。
But he also showed a great faith in the Lord.
他虽然是叫人去差派人去把这个情况告诉以斯帖。
Even while he sent to send a message to Esther.
那希望以斯帖利用他王后的这个位分来施加影响，让亚哈水鲁不要同意哈曼的这个屠杀的行为。
To persuade Esther to use her position as the queen to to help change the king's heart to prevent this evil plan from happening.
但是当时以斯帖的处境也不妙。
But even Queen Esther was not in a very favorable position to carry that out.
当以斯帖知道这个情况以后，他就差人去告诉摩迪改，他说我没有去见王已经三十日了。
Because when Esther heard of the request from Mordecai, her answer was that it's been 30 days since I was able to see the king.
那我们从以斯帖记我们就可以知道，实际在这个时候，以斯帖立为王后已经五年了。
So at that time, Esther had been queen for about 5 years.
那她已经三十天都不能见王，那说明那个时候她在王面前已经不是那么被宠幸了。
So the fact that she had not seen the king for 30 days would imply that she may not be the highly favored one at that time.
然后他就告诉莫迪改，他说波斯王有一个定例。
And what's more, there was a rule.
任何人如果没有被召见而主擅自进到王的后院的话，那就可能被处死。
Anyone who was not summoned to go into the king's inner court, if they went, they could have been executed right away.
那他的意思就是说，别看我是王后，可是王都三十天没有召见我了，那我这时候要擅自进到后院去的话，也可能就被处死。
So what she meant was that even though I am the queen, I hadn't seen the king for 30 days, and if I just walked into his inner court, I could have been killed.
所以当莫迪改听了以色列的回复以后，就说了刚才那一段我们看见了念过的话。
So after Mordecai received this message, he said the passage that we just read.
即便你现在闭口不言，犹太一定会从别的地方被拯救。
For even if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place.
那我们就可以看见莫迪改对上帝的信心。
We can see the faith that Mordecai has for God.
但是你如果你不说话，犹太民族也会被拯救，但是你和你的父家就必要灭亡。
But you and your father's family will perish.
而且莫迪改提醒他，你今天得了王后的位分，不就是为了现今的机会吗？
And then he reminded Esther, who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time like this.
就是他告诉提醒以斯帖，你之所以能够做一个犹太的女子，你能够成为波斯王的王后，绝对不是一个偶然的事情。
So what he's meaning to say is that it's not just a coincidental event that you, a Jewish girl, could have become the queen of the greatest empire.
上帝把你放到这个位置上，就是为了现今你要有所作为。
If God had put you in that position, it is for preparing you to do something at a time like this.
我想这句话对以斯帖有很大的提醒和鼓励。
And this, these words were of great encouragement and also reminding for Esther.
最后
他
就差人去回复莫迪改。
So she was sent back to Mordecai.
他说我和我的宫女要在皇宫里禁食三天三夜不吃不喝。
So she said, I will fast for 3 days and three nights.
而且他让莫迪凯去告诉苏珊珍的犹太人也是这样三天三夜不吃不喝。
And she also asked Mordecai to inform all the Jews in the city of Susa to also do the same.
他说三天以后我就进去见王若若死我就死吧就整个把机密付出来。
After 3 days, I will go in to see the king, and if I die, I die.
三天不吃不喝是不容易的。
So it's not easy to suffer for 3 days without eating or drinking.
可能我们平常三天进食的都不多。
So I don't know whether you have ever tried fasting for 3 days.
而你三天进食还可以喝水啊。
But even that, you can still drink water.
他就是通过三天的不吃不喝，全心全意、集中精力的来呼求上帝。
But for those 3 days that she would stay away from food or water, she's going to focus all her mind and attention to pray to God.
当以斯帖这样一个弱小的犹太女子，愿意以生命的代价去寻求神的帮助的时候
，So when Esther such a small girl was willing to give up her life to request the help from God.
当这个时候，上帝就开始有所作为了。
And you can see that God is working.
所以我们从第五章开始就看见上帝的手一步一步就带领犹太人能够在这场斗争中取胜。
So from chapter 5 and onwards, you see how God led each and every step unto the final victory for the Jews.
实际在以后的几个章节里边，这个记载都很平实无华，没有什么渲染。
So in the next few chapters, things were just recorded as it is. It wasn't dramatized in a way of.
但是我把它归纳一下，发现。
But when you read it and when I summarize it, I can find that.
从第五章开始，一共连续出现了九个偶然。
But from chapter 5, there were 9 incidental events.
莫迪改才能够得尊荣。
And that led to Mordecai being honored.
其中一个任何一个偶然没有出现，整个就不行了。
If any of these incidental events did not happen, the whole thing would fall apart.
三天以后，以斯帖违例进去见王。
So 3 days later, when Esther went in to see the king without being summoned,
那王一看见他以后，就把金杖伸出去了。
But the king, upon seeing her entering the inner court, extended his golden scepter.
那以斯帖违例进去王见王，就有两种可能，一种王就可能把他杀了。
So there are two possibilities that could happen when Esther entered. Either the king would just order her to be killed.
一种可能就是不杀他。
Or not.
哎，这一次呢，王没有杀他。
So this time the king chose not to.
王把金杖伸出以后，以色列马上就去摸这个金杖，那就保险了。
So when the king extended his golden scepter, Esther held onto it, and then she was safe.
王不仅不杀他，还施恩给他。
Not only that, but the king also showed favor to her.
王说：“王后以斯帖啊，你要什么，就是国的一半，我都愿意给你。”
So the king said, "You can ask whatever you wish, up to half the kingdom, I will grant it to you."
你想这事我们该怎么办呢、啊？如果我们是以色列，我们该怎么办
？So if you were Esther, what would you have done?
我会马上说大事不好啊，王，那哈曼要杀我们，赶紧把他逮起来杀了。
So we may have immediately said that, oh, I got bad news because Haman wanted to kill me.
哎，以色列说不是。
But Esther was very wise.
以色列说，如果王允许你高兴的话，今天就请哈曼来吃饭，好不好？
So Esther instead requested the presence of the king with Haman to a dinner feast.
不仅不杀他，还请他吃饭。
So see.She's inviting King and Haman to her.
这是一个很深的从上帝来的智慧。
So this is a very wise decision, wisdom from God.
所以这是第一个偶然，王不仅没有杀以斯帖，而且还赐福给他。
So this is first incidental.
第二，
Then second,
当王宴请了哈曼以后，那天晚上王失眠了。
So after that dinner with Haman, King could not sleep.
如果王没有失这个没有失眠，一倒头便睡，那什么事儿也没有。
So if the king did not lose his sleep and he just went to bed and slept till the next morning, so all the next events would not have happened.
他失眠了。
So,
那失眠你可以做各种事情，对不对
？But when you could not sleep, you could have done a whole number of things.
哎，他偏偏想看书。
But of all the things he could do, he wanted to read.
你看书不是越看书就睡不着了吗
？But usually, if you read, you couldn't sleep. It's even harder.
那有那么多书，那你看什么书呢
？The out of many books that they can read, what would she choose?
他偏偏要看历史书。
But he wanted to read the chronicles.
啊，就把历史书给他。
So they brought out the chronicles.
那历史书也是浩瀚的，什么历史？那看哪一段呢？你在晚上睡觉。
But、out of the chronicles, there are many, many roles that they can choose.
刚好看到当年莫迪改怎么救王的命那一段，你看奇怪不？
But they just happened to pull out the role that recorded how back then Mordecai reported.Assassination plot against the king.
那你们读第二章就会看见，当以斯帖被按立为王后以后。
So if you read chapter 2, you will see that event.
莫迪改坐在朝门口。
When Mordecai was sitting at the gate,
他就听见有两个王的太监要谋杀亚哈随鲁王这件事情。
Because he overheard two eunuchs talking among themselves, wanting to assassinate the king.
莫迪改就把这件事报告了以斯帖。
So Mordecai reported this thing to Esther.
以斯帖呢就以莫迪改的名义对亚哈随鲁王讲了。
So Esther reported that to the king, as if it is reported by Mordecai.
亚哈随鲁王一查，真有这个事儿。
So when the king investigates, it was found out to be true.
就把那两个太监办了。
So he took care of those two eunuchs.
但是呢，把这件事就记录在他的历史书里了。
But that also was recorded in the chronicles.
所以那天刚好王就看到这一段。
So that was the role that was pulled out for the king to read.
而且很奇怪的是
，And
莫迪改立了这么大一个功劳
，And only that,
当初杨王没有给他任何奖赏。
For such a For such an important contribution to the king's safety, Mordecai was not rewarded at that time.
所以你看，有时候就是这样，神早就有预备。如果当时就奖赏了莫迪改，那什么戏都没有了。
So God has planned this all along. Because if Mordecai was already rewarded back then subsequently there would not have been anything additional.
那没有奖赏吧？王看了这儿。他又偏偏问他要莫迪改当初救我一命我奖赏他什么了没有啊
But not only that he found but also he was for some reason moved to ask this question What reward did Mordecai receive for saving the king's life?
如果那天晚上王读了历史书也没想起这事儿，也不问这事儿也就过去了
So because if the king had read it as could have happened many times and just let it go
他偏偏又问
it would not haveBut then he did ask the question.
人家说没有。
And when he asked whether Mordecai received any rewards, the answer was no.
正在这个时候，刚好哈曼来到朝廷来见王。
And just at this time, Haman went to the palace to see the king.
他在家里做了一个石架，来求王把莫迪改挂在那个石架上面。
Yeah, he has built a big gallows to hang Mordecai. He was coming here to ask the permission of the king to hang Mordecai.
当下人告诉王没有奖赏莫迪改的时候，王就在想事儿了。
So when the king received the answer that Mordecai was not rewarded for his great deeds,
就听见外边有人走路。
So he heard somebody outside.
问是谁呀、啊、
？So he said, "Who is that?"
我说哈曼来了。
Oh, Haman.
我说赶紧把哈曼叫进来。
So yeah, let him in.
那哈曼王就问他说：“王所尊荣的人，你是应该怎么待的
？”So the king asked Haman if there's someone that the king wanted to give great honor, what should be done?
哈曼想，王所尊荣的人除了我还有谁呀、啊、
？So Haman thought that someone that the king want to honor, that must be me.
今天白天王和王后就宴请我一个人啊。
So because today when the queen went to invite the king to dinner, I was the only guest.
而且明天还要宴请。
And tomorrow there will be another feast.
那有谁有这个殊荣？没有这个条件的，就除了我还没有。
There will be another feast for the king and I to be with the queen. So
他就把想的
it must be me.
最好的说出来了。
So everything that could think of as the highest honor he.
他说王所尊荣喜爱的应该怎么待他呢
so how should the king do for someone?
就把你王经常穿的朝服
So the king's robe.
拿出来给他穿上
Put on his body.
把那个戴冠的御马牵出来让这个人骑上在苏珊城走一圈
So, and the king's horse, the royal horse, let him ride on the royal horse and let him go around the city of Shushan.
而且要以一个极珍贵的大臣为这个人把衣服穿上。
And that's the person who put on the robe for this highly honored person must himself be a high official.
他满心想羞辱别的大臣了。
So he wanted to use this process to humiliate.
他满心想的是自己，结果呢，王满脑子想的是莫迪改。
So while he was thinking that he is going to be on the receiving end of the honor.The king was thinking about Mordecai.
王说好好好就按你说的 so, 你去把这个 我穿的朝服和戴冠的玉碗牵出来你跟莫迪改穿上然后一样的不是缺让他在苏珊城走一圈
So he told Haman to bring out his royal robe and the royal horse and call Mordecai to come in and let Haman put those on for Mordecai.
这时候哈曼后悔都来不及了。
So now it's too late for Haman to take back his word.
没办法就让莫迪改穿上朝服骑着冠玉马就在苏珊城走一阵。
So he did everything as he suggested.
所以你看这九个偶然任何一个偶然如果没有出现莫迪改不会得荣耀的。
See how Mordecai was...being put in the position of honor require every single one of those what we call incidental events.
你出现一个偶然可能就是一个偶然的事件。
So when you see one incidental event happen, it might be incidental.
如果出现一系列的偶然
But if a serious event happen in a certain way,
可能后边就有必然了。
And there must be some certainty.
所以你看，圣经记得很简单。我是稍微把它归纳一下，就觉得非常的有内涵。
So the story as written in the Bible is written in a very plain language.
但是虽然莫迪改得了尊荣，圣经怎么记？他把这个御马从御马下来，朝服一脱了，还是坐在朝门口。
So what did Mordecai do after he had been given this high honor?
那哈曼还是大权在握。
He still sat at the gate, and Haman was still the highest official.
那犹太人被屠杀的这个状况还是没有解除。
And the plan to eradicate the Jew had not been reversed yet.
然后紧接着下来又出现两个偶然。
And then there were another two incidental events later.
犹太人才真正的是转败为胜。
That would lead to the Jews instead of being eradicated, but may take.Avenge over the enemy.
所以圣经记载，当头一天，当王请哈曼来吃饭的时候
，So the next day when Haman and the king went to the dinner at Esther,
然后王又问以斯帖
，So the king asked Esther again.
啊，你究竟还有什么要求的？我一定要满足你。
What do you want? I will grant your wish.
然后以斯帖说，如果王你为美。那么请哈曼第二天再来吃饭
so,
吃一次饭还不够
so,
还要再吃一次
So if it pleases the king please come with Haman for another dinner tomorrow
所以第二天哈曼就来了
So the next day Haman come
来了以后就在这个宴会上以斯帖就把哈曼要屠杀犹太人的事情当众揭穿三面对质
So but at that dinner right at in the presence of the king and Haman, Esther revealed the plan that Haman had to eradicate the Jews.
当时王一听就很生气，震怒。你说你杀犹太人，连我王后也要杀吗
？But the king was greatly enraged because in your plan to kill the Jews, aren't you going to also kill my queen?
然后王一下就起身就到御花园去转了，就不吃饭了。
So he got so mad that he just walked out.
这是就出现了第十个偶然。
And then the ten incidentals.
那如果王到御花园去生气了，那哈曼就追到御花园去给王求情。求神饶求王饶恕他，也许王还可以饶恕他。
Because when the king was really upset and left, Haman could have walked out with the king and sort of entreat himself to the king.
因为那个时候虽然他们屠杀犹太人只是一个计划，还没开始实施呢嘛。
Because that plan of eradicating the Jews had not been put into execution yet.
如果他认罪说我不要，我不会去杀犹太人了，再给王捐一点钱，可能这事儿就过去了。
Yeah, if he just went after the king and say, okay, so I will take back the plan and I will just give more money to your king's treasury, maybe the king would not be as upset.
但是很奇怪，他不是去向王求情，他向以斯帖求情，让以斯帖赦免他。你说以斯帖可以赦免他吗？
But instead of going to entreat the king,He was bound down to Esther to ask for Esther to forgive him.
他向以斯帖求情。
So he was asking for mercy from Esther.
最后当王气儿消一点，就从后花御花园又进到这个吃饭的地方。
But when the king walked off some of his steams and came back,
一看不好。
What he saw was a different scene.
看见哈曼伏在以斯帖的身上。
What he saw was that Haman was all over Esther.
是你哈曼也太大胆了，你怎么在这公开的白天就在王宫里凌辱我的王后嘛
？So he said, "How could you do such a evil thing in my palace against my queen?"
实际我想哈曼是被冤枉了。
So I thought.The king probably misunderstood.
因为当时这个在中东的地方哈，包括耶稣的最后的晚餐，那个凳子啊，都是一种不是这个直着这个靠背哈，就大概45度这样像躺椅这样的一个椅子。
Because in the Middle East, when they sat at dinner, the chair is not like our chairs today with a straight back. Usually, they sat with a reclining back.
所以哈曼以色列躺在那儿，可能哈曼一下就扑过去，抱着以色列的脚啊，就开始求他饶恕。
So while Esther was reclining on the chair, Haman probably went over there to holding onto Esther's feet to entreat.
那我们知道以色列是长得很漂亮了。
But we know that Esther is a very beautiful girl.
那哈曼也可能有非分之想。
He could have thought of something.
可那时候顾不上了。
But even if he had any lustful wishes, not at that time.
是王一进来看这成何体统，一声令下，进来人就把他脸给蒙了。
So the king was so enraged, he just ordered his guards to come in, and they immediately took Haman away.
这时候有人告诉在哈曼的家里有一个很大的十字架，是要把莫迪改钉上去。
So,
王说好，那就把它钉上去吧。
So they found that large gallows that Haman has prepared to hang Mordecai. So the king said, "Just hang him on that gallows he prepared."
所以弟兄姊妹朋友们，看看这个圣经记载，十一个偶然环环相扣。
So see all those 11 incidental events, one led to another. Missing one of them, it could not have happened.
就可以看见一只无形的手在整个引领的这个过程。
You will see the hidden hand of God guiding the events throughout.
所以最后哈曼也死了。
At the end, Haman was executed.
所以到了当年的12月13号、14号，犹太人就起来反屠杀。
So at on the day that was originally planned for the annihilation of the Jews, it happened the opposite.
是后来犹太人就新立了一个节日，叫做普尔节。
So to remember this day when the Jews.Revenge against the enemy. There was a new feast that was named.
这个普尔的意思就是摇签的意思，哈，摇签。
That feast is called a feast of Purim.
因为当初哈曼他们确定在什么时候起来出杀犹太人，就是通过这个摇签摇出了当年的12月13号。
So Purim had the meaning of rolling dice or picking out the date.To decide which date to execute the.
当然，这个节日没有正式进入摩西律法的一个正式的节日。
Of course, this is not one of the Mosaic feast.
但是他们很多犹太人就在这一天，虽然是节日，但是要禁食，要哭号，就是来纪念当年耶和华怎么样从这样一个大的灾难中把他们拯救出来。
So, but it's still observed by many Jews, and on this date, even though it's a feast of celebration, they also did fasting and crying out to God to remember those Jews that did that to avert these annihilation event.
那我们知道最后摩迪改也做了波斯国的宰相。
And we know that Mordecai eventually became the prime minister of Persia.
所以最后犹太人是整个转败为胜。
So the Jews went from being the despised to being the honored.
所以我们从这个看到，当初以斯帖能够被立为波斯国的王后，
So,
它绝对不是一个偶然的事件。
So we will see from here that even Esther becoming the queen of Persia was not something that happened by chance.
它是整个上帝在人类的历史中，在犹太人历史当中一个很重要的一个拯救的行动。
It was part of God's salvation plan for the Jews.
所以今天我们的读以斯帖记，我们不是单单的看这个故事，我们要看到这个故事给我们各世历代的信徒所带来的一个信息是什么。
So as we revisit the story of Esther today, it wasn't just for a good story, but also for the lesson God prepared for us as Christians of all generations.
实际我们可以看到，从中国教会我们看到从文化大革命以后的教会突然就非常快的能够复兴起来，那绝对不是偶然。
And we saw as in China the revival of churches after the end of the Cultural Revolution, that was not something that happened by chance.
当年西方的宣教士的宣学所撒下的种子，
Those fruits were harvested because of the seeds that were planted by the missionary who shed their blood.
2007年我从中国大陆出来以后就到香港，到香港最后有一天晚上去拜访戴绍珍牧师。
So in 2007 after a visit to China, I went to Hong Kong and there I visited Hudson Taylor the fourth.
Yeah, I couldn't find him.
Fifth, okay. So the fifth generation of Hudson Taylor.
他是戴德森的这个后代。
Yeah, the.
他最后他就送了这本书。
So he gave me this book.
这本书是人民日报出版社出版的。
And that was published by the official Chinese daily publisher.
我们从这个书名我们就看到是带着爱来中国。
The name of the book says "To China with Love."
那我们知道，就是纪念戴德森早期的一些日记的一些汇编。
This is a collection of the early writings and diaries of Hudson Taylor.
那过去中国大陆官方都认为基督教、天主教就是西方文化侵略的工具。
For a long time, the official press of the Chinese has always labeled Christian and Catholic missionaries as tools of the Western invasion, cultural invasion.
那现在人民日报出版社出版这本书，人民日报是中国共产党中央机关报。
But now the official news agency People's Daily of the Chinese government published the book To China with Love about Hudson Taylor.
那说这个书名就看到不管他们如何评价戴德松在中国的传教的这样一个活动，起码他们会认为戴德森是带着爱来的。
So no matter how they view all the events that happened after Hudson Taylor established his mission in China, but at least they have accepted that Hudson Taylor came to China with the intention to love the Chinese people.
我们都经常很熟悉这个戴德森讲过一句话。
And we may have heard this quote from Hudson Taylor.
他说，假使我有千磅银金，中国可以全数支取，假使我有千条性命，绝不留下一条不给中国。
If I had 1,000 pounds, China should have it. If I had 1,000 lives, China should have it. That's them.
但是实际我们这个话没有引全。
But oftentimes we quote our quotes ended here, but that's an incomplete quote.
我们常常引用这段经文，就说明好像带着是他们对中国人的爱。
So we often use this quote to demonstrate how much love Hudson Taylor had for Chinese.
戴德森当然爱中国人。
But of course he did.
但是戴德森讲得更清楚下一句话。
But the full quote shows even more clearly where his love is.
他说不，不是中国，乃是基督。
But say, no, not China, but Christ.
这样的救主，我们为他所做的会嫌太多吗？
Can we do too much for him?
所以戴德松对中国人的爱绝对不是单单的对一个民族的爱，乃是首先因为他爱基督，所以他才爱中国人。
So Hudson Taylor didn't love China just because there is this foreign race that he's intrigued about, but because he was compelled by the love of Christ and because he loved Christ first.
2006年在这个澳门召开了世界第七届华人福音会议。
And in 2006, there was a worldwide conference of Chinese mission in Macau.
实际就是纪念第一个基督教的宣教士马里逊来华200周年。
And that conference was held to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the first missionary to China, Morrison.
因为马里逊是2007，但是接着因为他华福会是五年召开一次，所以干脆就在还没有赶上07，就06年就召开了。
So 2007 would have been the exact bicentennial, but because of some other needs to reschedule, it was held a year later, earlier.
所以大会开始的时候就请滕敬辉牧师代表中国的基督徒向200年来来中国宣教的西方的宣教士致意致敬。
So in that conference there was a tribute paid to the missionaries over the 200 years that was sent to China.
那后来呢就请戴绍珍牧师回答几句。
And Hudson Taylor
戴绍珍
yeah,
对，然后戴牧师上去以后，他说我们戴家来中国已经180年了。
So it's been 180 years since the first Hudson Taylor went to China.
他说我是生在中国。
So he was born in China.
长在中国。
And grew up in China.
将来也要死在中国。
And I will live my life in China.
哇，当他这么说的时候，整个会场都在哭。
And he moved everyone to tears with these words.
果然前两年他在香港被主接走。
Oh, and he did pass away a couple years ago in Hong Kong.
所以如果没有西方的宣教士这样前仆后继一代又一代的把福音传到中国，今天我们中国根本没有几天中国的教会。
And without these missionaries from Western country who gave their life generations after generation for the gospel to be spread in China, the churches would not have grown like they did today.
有一年我去大陆侍奉，有一个礼拜天我就到北京的冈瓦寺教会去参加他们的主日崇拜。
And one time when I was in China, I attended a worship in Beijing.
那刚要开始的时候，当时主持会的一个姊妹就讲说，今天我们教会来了一批很特别的客人。
So at the beginning, the lay leader announced that there is a special group of guests.
我们请他们的代表上来讲两句话。
So they invited someone from that group to say a few things.
结果就上来一个中年人，大概50多岁。留着胡子都花白了。
So up went a person who in his 50s.
是一看就是像欧洲的白人嘛。
So he certainly looked like a Caucasians.
没想到一开口，一口纯正的国语。
But as he spoke, you wouldn't have been able to tell. because his Chinese is so perfect.
就他说原来他们是一个代表团都是当年内地会宣教士的后代组成的一个代表团来中国。
So indeed, these were children and descendants from the Inland China missionaries.
他们就沿着当初他们的祖辈传教的路在中国这样走了一圈。
And they walked back the path that their ancestors did when they were Inland China missionaries.
他们看见当初他们的父辈所传福音的地方教会一间一间都建立起来。
And they saw the churches that were built where they, their forefathers had shed their blood.
是他一边讲一边哭，那会众也是一边听一边哭。
As he talked and he was moved to tears himself and also the congregation.
这就是我们的基督教。
And that is the Christianity in China.
所以今天大陆教会的兴起，尤其是在近十年、二十年，城市新兴教会的兴起。
So, in the churches that are flourishing in China, especially in the city, that the new and emerging churches.
要不过去知道文化革命以后教会开始兴起都是在农村对吧大部分是在农村
so, if you think about churches in China early on after the Cultural Revolution most of them were in the countryside but now many of them are established in the cities
对后来进入城市城市开始还是在退休工人啊哈这个层次
And when they first enter the cities, at first, it's only among the retired people.
就是在这十五年左右，突然就进入了大专院校，进入了知识分子群体。
But within the last 15 years, it has a big explosive growth in its presence among college students and intellectuals.
这绝对不是人的手可以做得到的。
That's not something that we...could have been achieved by human hands.
那我们看海外的情况也是一样。
And when we see it in overseas Chinese,
60年代、70年代
in the 60s and 70s,
那从台湾、香港、新加坡、东南亚来的华人的基督徒到北美来求学，那他们就开始建立长经班。
It started with the Bible study fellowships from the students coming from Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore.
当团契越来越巩固越来越大的时候就开始八十年代的初期七十年代末期八十年代就开始转型为教会
In the late 70s and 80s these fellowships that were established began to form churches
这教会刚一转型就接待从中国大陆出来的一批又一批的学者学生
And that was just in time to receive the waves of students coming from from mainland China.
神的手就一步一步这样来带领整个海外的这样一个信主，也是神非常有秩序的安排好的。
And we can see how God led, how He prepared for this harvest to happen.
所以我们相信，无论是国内的教会的兴起，还是海外的这个信主的这个热潮。绝对不是偶然的，乃是上帝的手。
So we know that both.The rising of the church in China, as well as the explosive growth of Chinese churches in America, those are the hands of God at work, not just something that happened by chance.
这个历史发展看得很清楚。
And we can see that very clearly from history.
一个国家要强大。
For a country to become a great,
要真正能够站立起来
and to become a great nation,
绝对不是靠身外的经济、军事或者科技。
It's not through development of economy or military power.
而是要靠人。
But people.
靠一个和上帝建立关系的人。
But people with a relationship with God.
所以我们相信整个福音的这样一个传遍是上帝拯救我们中华民族的时候到了。
So as we see this... growth of the Christian faith among Chinese, inside China, we can see that God's plan of salvation for the Chinese people.
所以很多的弟兄姊妹都一直在祷告，希望福音要进中国。
So many brothers and sisters have been praying for the gospel to enter China and take root in China.
将来还要出中国。
And also to be sent out from China.
也就是说，我们中华中国不仅要成为一个福音的大国，而且祈求主让我们中国成为一个宣教的大国。
So we pray that China not only become a great nation of receiving the gospel, but also become a great nation of mission to send out the gospel.
大家想想，现在中国大陆的人口超过13亿。
So now China has more than 1.3 billion people.
如果整个中国的人有 10% 的人信主，就是1亿3千万。
If only 10% of the Chinese are Christian, that would be 130 million.
有人估计可能中国的基督徒已经超过，已经达到1亿左右了。
So some estimate that there are probably 100,000 Christians in China.
如果在这些基督徒当中能够出 10% 的宣教士
So if we have 10% of missionaries from the Christians,
将是1300万
And that would be 13 million.
大家想想这是何等大的一个大军
So just think about it.
求主来帮助我们
So,
从神的整个历史当中我们看见上帝有他的计划同时上帝在寻求和他心意的人来一起和他同工
So we've seen from history that God has a plan but God is also ever searching for workers that pleases him to work with him
我们有时候也听说好像说这个福音的一棒都传给我们中国人了
So some would say that the baton has been passed to the Chinese
我想我们还是谦虚一点吧。
So we should be a little more humble.
是不是这我们就接福音的最后一棒？我不敢说。
So we shouldn't say that we are the on the home stretch as the baton holder for the home stretch.
但是有一点是清楚的。
But there is one thing that's clear.
上帝对我们中国的信徒是寄予厚望的。
So God has put a lot of hope in our Chinese Christians.
问题是我们能不能够肩负起这个责任
But are we ready?
如果我们肩负不起
If we fail,
上帝同样会把福音传遍
God will still use other people to spread his gospel.
就正像摩底改对以斯帖说的一样
Just as Mordecai said to Esther,
上帝的计划绝对不会落空
God's plan will not fail.
但是将来我们就要面对上帝要交账的。
But if we fail his mission, we have to face and give account.
所以我们一定要想到，我们今天我们每一个弟兄姊妹，今天我们来到北美，我们求学，我们信主，绝对不是单单让我们在这边享受很安静的生活。
So, brothers and sisters, God have allowed you to come to North America to come study and have a good work.It's not just for you to enjoy a peaceful life.
现在福音的阻力还很大。
And there's still a lot of resistance against the gospel.
最近你们看见温州的三江教会那个叫那么好的一个教堂强行被政府拆除。
And we still see that some churches in China, very good churches, may be taken down by the government.
就求主帮助我们，一定是在我们的工作、我们的教会的侍奉之余，一定要想到我们的宣教的使命。
So, as we go about our daily business, our work, our family, also should have our mind in the mission God gave us.
我感谢主，现在我们在北美的华人教会，这个宣教的意识是越来越强。
I thank the Lord that.The sense of mission is growing stronger and stronger among Christians, Chinese Christians.
十几年以前，我去一间华人教会。
Several years ago, I visited a Chinese church.
那个牧师告诉我，他们每年教会的 budget 50%都用于宣教。
So I was told that 50% of their church budget is for mission.
哇，我当时听了以后非常的感动，也非常的惊讶。
I was greatly surprised and moved.
我说哎呀真是你们这么好真谢谢你们这么样的那个支持宣教的事故。
I thank them profusely for how much support they give to mission.
那牧师说什么
What did he say?
他说不是我们在支持宣教事工 帮助宣教施工，是宣教施工帮助了我们。
Oh no, no, it's quite the opposite. Not that we are supporting mission, but mission is helping our church.
如果我们不出去，弟兄姊妹不进到宣教工厂，那我们在当地的教会，我们每个礼拜天的崇拜，有查经班，有团契生活，有十一奉献，我们就觉得就够了。
So without going out for mission, we often get complacent with what we have. Just we have our regular Sunday worship, we have our Bible study fellowship, and our other events here. And we would feel that we are already doing great.
一旦进入宣教工厂才觉得，哇，差得太远了。
But once you enter the field of mission, you will see how far the road is.
今天我们要在教会，有时候你要稍微聚会长一点，坐了一个小时，大家就坐不住了。
Sometimes when we're sitting here in the comfortable pews, after an hour we start growing restless.
你在大陆去讲道，你讲了两个小时下来，刚是 introduction。
So, but in China, if you are giving a message, usually after 2 hours, it's just the introduction.
你一天不讲个七八个小时，根本不让你下来。
So they want you to stay on the pulpit for 7 or 8 hours.
你讲一天两天还行了。
So you can go on for a day or two.
讲三天，讲的山出水尽，没东西可讲了。
But if you have to do that for 3-4 days, you may run out of material.
哇，所以宣教一回来觉得不行，差太远了，赶紧的准备啊！ So, 好好读圣经啊，好好的研究了，你就知道有一个动力在那儿。
So that motivates brothers and sisters to say, okay, we need to be better equipped because when we go out to mission, we have to be well equipped.
很多时候我们是讲员，好像出去帮助他们。哇，你看当地的教会，他们圣经那么熟，他们那样的敬虔，你只要说哪一段经文，马上就说第几章第几节，下边就出来了。
So you think that you're going out there to help them, but as soon as you give the message, you know, you can see how well studied they are. They know exactly which passage is as soon as you mention the phrase.
所以我们很多讲员站在讲台上直出汗了。
So many of the speakers.
我们的圣经还没有他们熟呢。
Many of the speakers feel that they are not quite as well studied on the scripture as the congregation over there.
你就有这么一个非常强烈的信息的回来，当然就会促进我们在灵命上，在真理上，一定好好见到自己。
So when you go out to mission and come back with this sense of urgency, knowing what we have not achieved, it will propel us, it will compel us to spend more time on God's word and prepare ourselves.
所以很多弟兄姊妹从宣教工厂一回来，心里就火热了。
So many brothers and sisters come back on fire.
就不会满足于 routine 的这个基督徒的生活。
And they would no longer be complacent with the routine Christian activities.
教会慢慢就被复兴起来。
And the church will see revival.
所以我们今天常常讲，一定要用这个大使命、这个使命的这个感、使命来带动我们灵命的长进。
So that's why we say the Great Commission, the sense of mission for the Great Commission would drive, would compel our spiritual growth.
让我们的教会，让我们每一个弟兄姊妹都成为有意向的一个弟兄姊妹。
And that help us to shape each brothers and sister become a Christian with a vision.
我们虽然我们每一个人做的是有限的。
Maybe we are limited in what we can do.
但是大家一起来做。
But when we put our thoughts together, our strength together,
我们就能够不辜负上帝对我们的托付。
And we will be able to accomplish what God has in plan for us.
求主来帮助我们。
Lord help us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，谢谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你这样爱我们。
Thank you for loving us so much.
今天通过以斯帖记，我们再一次看到。
And through the book of Esther, we could see that
你对我们这种不离不弃的爱。
The love that you have for us that's never failing.
你永远不会丢弃我们。
And you never forsake us.
我们也再一次的看到。
And we'll also see
我们每一个被拯救的弟兄姊妹都在你的国之中有特别的地位。
Again, that each of us who have been saved by you is also called by you to fulfill in your plan.
求主你帮助我们每一个弟兄姊妹在你的国度里找到这样的定位。
So, help each one of us to find where you would have put us in your plan.
我们能够靠着主耶稣复活的大能。
And help us with the power of resurrection.
靠着圣灵的大能。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit,
我们能够在真理和生命上不断的建造。
That we are built up in the spiritual life and in truth.
而且努力的把你的福音传到万邦。
And that we strive to send the message of your gospel to the nations. Help us, Lord.
今天是主日。
And today is the
Lord's day. 我也想利用这个机会。
And I also
再问问我们当中还有没有还在寻求。信仰的朋友
I want to ask with this opportunity whether someone among us may still be wandering in the path of faith.
如果有这样的朋友，而且你今天也愿意敞开心来接受耶稣基督为你个人的救主。
If you're one of them, and today is the day that you decide to open your heart and receive Christ as your Lord and Savior.
成为天父的儿女。
To become children of God.
成为我们属灵大家庭的一员。
To become a member in this spiritual big family.
那我就邀请你们勇敢地把手举起来。
I invite you to raise your hand.
我们为你们祷告，为你们祝福。
That we may pray and bless you.
请不知道有没有这样的朋友们
So anyone
如果有就请你们把手举起来
Raise your hand if you're one of them
父神谢谢你
Now, Father we thank you
谢谢你这样爱我们
Thank you for loving us so much
愿一切荣耀尊贵和赞美都归给你
May all the glory and honor be unto you
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
It's in Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.